I guess you can call this attacking the right, ignoring the left, mainstream media, political correctness, whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm not shocked at it. According to an article on FoxNews.com, the AP turns heads for devoting 11 reporters to Palin's book to fact-check it. Sarah Palin is no normal politician, the article says. Happened to see her on Hannity last night, by the way, and I thought she did a great job. She's going to be on O'Reilly tonight, I think. I saw a couple of clips of it. She looked like she was scared of O'Reilly. Anyway, to continue on, and the Associated Press apparently going rogue, the title of the book, is no normal book. When the former Republican vice presidential candidate and former Alaska governor wrote her autobiography, the AP found a copy before its release date and assigned 11 people to fact-check all 432 pages. The AP claims Palin misstated her record with regard to travel expenses and taxpayer-funded bailouts, using statements widely reported elsewhere. But it also speculated into Palin's motives for writing Going Rogue in American Life, stating as fact that the book has all the characteristics of a pre-campaign manifesto. I love that term. Only the AP could come up with manifesto. Palin quickly hit back on Facebook, posted a title, "Really? Still making things up?" Imagine that, the post read. This is Sarah Palin's post. 11 AP reporters dedicating time and resources to tearing up the book instead of using the time and resources to fact-check what's going on with Sheikh Mohammed's trial, the Pelosi healthcare takeover, the Hassan's associations, and whatever else. We all know that AP probably didn't sit down and fact-check anything that Barack Obama has written. And the sad part about all this is it will continue. Sarah Palin, no matter what she does with her political life, is interesting. I like sitting down and watching her, and I will buy her book and read it, and I don't really care what the AP has to say. I hope you'll make the same decision, but that's up to you. I'm Dana Pritzer. That's today's commentary.